Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Deborah Wilhelm, a professor of homiletics and co-author of Preachin' Matters, a praxis for preachers. Deborah lives in Oregon, and her preaching is entitled Backseat Drivers.
Psalm 23, a Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. So I can close my eyes and in 2 seconds be a little girl right in the back seat of my parents' car with my little brother Tim, riding home from our grandparents' house. It's evening, dark. The windshield wipers flap, flap, flap as they swish away the Oregon rain. My dad is singing along with the radio. Trailer for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. This is the perfect environment for falling asleep. So Tim and I do just that, not a care in the world, because our parents are up front and they're in charge. They'll bring us home where there's safety, a warm bed, good things to eat, light and life. Go ahead, close your eyes. Maybe you have a similar memory. These days, of course, my life and probably yours is all about being the driver, not the happily napping passenger in the back. Do we have groceries? Is the trash out for the trash collector? Are my students' papers graded? Did I read that book for next week's book group? Are the taxes paid? Does one of our grown kids need help? Oh, and what should I be doing about climate change, immigration, North Korea? Enter the psalmist. For many people of faith and in secular culture too, Psalm 23 is the familiar comforting song that we hear at funerals. We know it best as a balm for the dying, a farewell for the dead. But it's so much more. At its very foundation, it's a song that basically says, God is driving. It argues that God is enough. In fact, it argues that God is everything. Because the shepherd takes us to green pastures, we eat. Because the shepherd leads us to still waters, we drink. Because the shepherd leads us in right paths, we're safe. And now, notice the song's final words. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. The psalmist sings of a life in which we are actively followed every day by God's goodness and mercy, a life that joins each of us with everyone who dwells in the house of the Lord, the community of faith, both past and present. For Christians, a community fully realized when the shepherd came to us incarnate as Jesus. Yes, Psalm 23 can and it should comfort us in the face of death, but it is truly a song about life, about eating, drinking, and living safely in God's presence, the life that God wants for everyone. God, as shepherd, is with us, as intimate as our own breath, as close as the parents in the car, as loving as family, as gracious and welcoming as the house to which we return. Why? Because that's who God is. God leads us for God's name's sake, and that name is goodness and mercy. Friends, I'm not driving, and neither are you. But I am part of a family in the car, and so are you. And the home we're traveling to is the house of the Lord. Who in our family is hungry? Who needs clean water to drink? Who in our family is waiting for decent health care, safe working conditions, freedom from persecution or abuse, relief from war, liberation from every prison, whether literal or figurative? The Lord is our shepherd and theirs. God pursues you today with goodness and mercy. May you receive it, and may you give that goodness and mercy to others so that all can know the one who is enough and everything.